Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hamid, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. We begin with Allah's name, most merciful benefactor, most merciful redeemer. I bear witness there is no God save Allah alone, and that there is nothing worthy of worship or praise except Almighty God, Allah. And I further bear witness that Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed, is indeed Almighty God's most humble servant and most noble and generous messenger. All the praise is due to Almighty God, Allah. We welcome you once more for the Friday morning reading and recitation of the 18th surah or chapter of the Quran entitled Kaf or the Cave. Let me begin the recitation in the Quranic Arabia and the English translation. May we all benefit from the hearing.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا.
All praise is due to Allah, who has sent down upon his servant the book, and has not made therein any deviance.
قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدنه ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا.
He has made it straight to warn of severe punishment from him and to give good tidings to the believers who do righteous deeds, that they will have a good reward.
مَاكِثِينَ فِيهِ أَبَدًا,
in which they will remain forever.
وَيُنذِرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا,
and to warn those who say, Allah has taken a son.
مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ وَلَا لِآبَائِهِمْ كَبُرَتْ كَلِمَةً تَخْرُجُ مِنْ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ إِنْ يَقُولُونَ إِلَّا كَذِبًا.
They have no knowledge of it, nor had their fathers. Grave is the word that comes out of their mouths. They speak not except a lie.
فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا.
Then perhaps you would kill yourself through grief over them, O Muhammad, if they do not believe in this message, and out of sorrow.
إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا.
Indeed, we have made that which is on the earth adornment for it, that we may test them as to which of them is best indeed.
وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا.
And indeed, we will make that which is upon it into a barren ground.
أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا.
Or have you thought that the companions of the cave and the inscription were, among our signs, a wonder?
إِذْ أَوَى الْفِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا.
Mention when the youths retreated to the cave and said, Our Lord, grant us from yourself mercy and prepare for us from our affair right guidance.
فَضَرَبْنَا عَلَىٰ آذَانِهِمْ فِي الْكَهْفِ سِنِينَ عَدَدًا.
So we cast a cover of sleep over their ears within the cave for a number of years.
ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِنَعْلَمَ أَيُّ الْحِزْبَيْنِ أَحْصَى لِمَا لَبِثُوا أَمَدًا.
Then we awakened them, that we might show which of the two factions was most precise in calculating what extent they had remained in time.
نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ نَبَأَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدًى.
It is we who relate to you, O Muhammad, their story in truth. Indeed, they were youths who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance.
وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ إِذْ قَامُوا فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَن نَدْعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَهًا لَن نَدْعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَهًا لَقَدْ قُلْنَا إِذًا شَطَطًا.
And we made firm their hearts when they stood up and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. Never will we invoke besides him any deity. We would have certainly spoken then an excessive transgression.
هؤلاء قوم اتخذوا من دونه آلهة لولا يأتون عليهم بسلطان بين فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا.
These, our people, have taken besides him deities. Why do they not bring for worship of them a clear authority? And who is more unjust than one who invents about Allah a lie?
وَإِذِ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا.
The youth said to one another, and when you have withdrawn from them and that which they worship other than Allah, retreat to the cave. Your Lord will spread out for you of His mercy and will prepare for you from your affair facility.
وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ تَزَاوَرُ عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ تَقْرِضُهُمْ ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِّنْهِ ذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدَ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا مُرْشِدًا.
And had you been present, you would see the sun when it rose, inclining away from their cave on the right, and when it set, passing away from them on the left, while they were laying within an open space thereof. That was from the signs of Allah. He whom Allah guides is the rightly guided, but he whom He leaves astray, never will you find for him a protecting guide.
وَتَحْسَبُهُمْ أَيْقَاظًا وَهُمْ رُقُودٌ وَنُقَلِّبُهُمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِطٌ ذِرَاعَيْهِ بِالْوَصِيدِ لو اطلعت عليهم لوليت منهم فرارا ولملئت منهم رعبا.
And you would think them awake while they were asleep. And we turned them to the right and to the left while their dog stretched his forelegs at the entrance. If you had looked at them, you would have been turned from them in flight and been filled by them with terror.
وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ قَالُوا رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثْتُمْ فَبَعَثُوا أَحَدَكُمْ بِوَرِقِكُمْ هَذِهِ إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا.
And similarly, we awakened them that they might question one another. Said a speaker from among them, how long have you remained here? They said, we have remained a day or part of a day. They said, your Lord is most knowing of how long you remained. So send one of you with this silver coin of yours to the city, and let him look to which is the best of food, and bring you provision from it, and let him be cautious, and let no one be aware of you.
إنهم إن يظهروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا.
Indeed, if they come to know of you, they will stone you or return you to their religion, and never would you succeed then, ever.
وكذلك أعثرنا عليهم ليعلموا أن وعد الله حق وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها إذ يتنازعون بينهم أمرهم فقالوا بنوا عليهم بنيانا ربهم أعلم بهم قال الذين غلبوا على أمرهم لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا.
And similarly, we caused them to be found, that they who found them would know that the promise of Allah is truth, and that of the hour there is no doubt. That was when they disputed among themselves about their affair, and then said, construct over them a structure. Their Lord is most knowing about them. Said those who prevailed in the matter, we will surely take for ourselves over them a masjid.
سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا.
They will say there were three, the fourth of them being their dog. And they will say there were five, the sixth of them being their dog, guessing at the unseen. And they will say there were seven, and the eighth of them was their dog. Say, O Muhammad, my Lord is most knowing of their number. None knows them except a few. So do not argue about them except with an obvious argument. And do not inquire about them among the spectators from anyone.
ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا.
And never say of anything, indeed I will do that tomorrow.
إلا أن يشاء الله واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا.
Except when adding, if Allah wills. And remember your Lord when you forget it and say, perhaps my Lord will guide me to what is nearer than this to right conduct.
ولبثوا في كهفهم ثلاثمائة سنين وازدادوا تسعا.
And they remained in their cave for 300 years and exceeded by 9.
قل الله أعلم بما لبثوا له غيب السماوات والأرض أبصر به وأسمع ما لهم من دونه من ولي ولا يشرك في حكمه أحدا.
Say, Allah is most knowing of how long they remained. He has knowledge of the unseen aspects of the heavens and the earth. How seeing is he, and how hearing? They have not besides him any protector, and he shares not his legislation with anyone.
واتل ما أوحي إليك من كتاب ربك لا مبدل لكلماته ولن تجد من دونه ملتحدا.
And recite, O Muhammad, what has been revealed to you of the book of your Lord. There is no changer of his words, and never will you find in other than him a refuge.
واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا.
And keep yourself patient by being with those who call upon their Lord in the morning and the evening, seeking His countenance. And let not your eyes pass beyond them, desiring adornments of the worldly life. And do not obey one whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, and who follows his desire, and whose affair is ever in neglect.
وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهِ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا.
And say, the truth is from your Lord. So whoever wills, let him believe, and whoever wills, let him disbelieve. Indeed, we have prepared for the wrongdoers a fire whose walls will surround them. And if they call for relief, they will be relieved with water like murky oil, which scalds their faces. Wretched is the drink, and evil is the resting place.
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إنا لا نضيع أجر من أحسن عملا.
Indeed, those who have believed and done righteous deeds, indeed, we will not allow to be lost the reward of any who did well in deeds.
أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس وإستبرق متكئين فيها على الأرائك نعم الثواب وحسنت مرتفقا.
Those will have gardens of perpetual residence. Beneath them rivers will flow. They will be adorned therein with bracelets of gold, and will wear green garments of fine silk and brocade, reclining therein on adorned couches. Excellent is the reward, and good is the resting place.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا.
And present to them an example of two men. We granted to one of them two gardens of grapevines, and we bordered them with palm trees, and placed between them fields of crops.
كلتا الجنتين آتت أكلها ولم تظلم منه شيئا وفجرنا خلالهما نهرا.
Each of the two gardens produced its fruit and did not fall short thereof in anything, and we caused to gush forth within them a river.
وكان له ثمر فقال لصاحبه وهو يحاوره أنا أكثر منك مالا وأعز نفرا.
And he had fruit, so he said to his companion while he was conversing with him, I am greater than you in wealth and mightier in numbers of men.
ودخل جنته وهو ظالم لنفسه قال ما أظن أن تبيد هذه أبدا.
And he entered his garden while he was unjust to himself. He said, I do not think that this will perish ever.
وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن كن خيرا منها منقلبا.
And I do not think the hour will occur. And even if I should be brought back to my Lord, I will surely find better than this as a return.
قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا.
His companion said to him while he was conversing with him, Have you disbelieved in He who created you from dust and then from a sperm drop and then proportioned you as a man? But as for me, He is Allah, my Lord, and I do not associate with my Lord anyone.
ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا.
And why did you, when you entered your garden, not say, What Allah willed has occurred? There is no power except in Allah, although you see me less than you in wealth and children.
فَعَسَى رَبِّي أَن يُؤْتِيَنِ خَيْرًا مِّن جَنَّتِكَ وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَتُصْبِحَ صَعِيدًا زَلَقًا.
It may be that my Lord will give me something better than your garden, and will send upon it a calamity from the sky, and it will become a smooth, dusty ground.
أَوْ يُصْبِحَ مَاؤُهَا غَوْرًا فَلَنْ تَسْتَطِيعَ لَهُ طَلَبًا.
Or its water will become sunken into the earth, so you would never be able to seek it.
وَأُحِيطَ بِثَمَرِهِ فَأَصْبَحَ يُقَلِّبُ كَفَّيْهِ عَلَى مَا أَنْفَقَ فِيهَا وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا.
And his fruits were encompassed by ruin, so he began to turn his hands about in dismay over what he had spent on it, while it had collapsed on its trellises, and said, Oh, I wish I had not associated with my Lord anyone.
وَلَمْ تَكُنْ لَهُ فِئَةٌ يَنْصُرُونَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَمَا كَانَ مُنْتَصِرًا.
And there was for him no company to aid him other than Allah, nor could he defend himself.
هُنَالِكَ الْوَلَايَةُ لِلَّهِ الْحَقُّ هُوَ خَيْرٌ ثَوَابًا وَخَيْرٌ عُقْبًا.
There the authority is completely for Allah, the truth. He is best in reward and best in outcome.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَاءٍ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا تَذْرُوهُ الرِّيَاحُ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقْتَدِرًا.
And present to them the example of the life of this world, its being like rain which we send down from the sky, and the vegetation of the earth mingles with it, and then it becomes dry remembrance scattered by the winds. And Allah is ever, over all things, perfect in ability.
المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا.
Wealth and children are but adornment of the worldly life. But the enduring good deeds are better to your Lord for reward and better for one's hope.
ويوم نسير الجبال وترى الأرض بارزة وحشرناهم فلم نغادر منهم أحدا.
And warn of the day when we will remove the mountains and you will see the earth prominent, and we will gather them and not leave behind from them anyone.
وعرضوا على ربك صفا لقد جئتمونا كما خلقناكم أول مرة بل زعمتم ألن نجعل لكم موعدا.
And they will be presented before your Lord in rows, and he will say, you have certainly come to us just as we created you the first time, but you claimed that we would never make for you an appointment.
ووضع الكتاب فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه ويقولون يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا.
And the record of deeds will be placed open, and you will see the criminals fearful of that within it. And they will say, O woe to us! What is this book that leaves nothing small or great except that it has enumerated it? And they will find what they did present before them. And your Lord does injustice to no one.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ ففسق عن أمر ربه أفتتخذونه وذريته أولياء من دوني وهم لكم عدو بئس للظالمين بدلا.
And mention when we said to the angels, prostrate to Adam. And they prostrated, except for Iblis. He was of the jinn, and departed from the command of his Lord. Then will you take him and his descendants as allies other than me, while they are enemies to you? Wretched it is for the wrongdoers as an exchange.
ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم وما كنت متخذ المضلين عضدا.
I did not make them witness to the creation of the heavens and the earth or to the creation of themselves, and I would not have taken the misguiders as assistants.
ويوم يقول نادوا شركائي الذين زعمتم فدعوهم فلم يستجيبوا لهم وجعلنا بينهم موبقا.
And warn of the day when he will say, call my partners whom you claimed, and they will invoke them, but they will not respond to them. And we will put between them a valley of destruction.
وَرَأَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارَ فَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مُوَاقِعُوهَا وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا.
And the criminals will see the fire and will be certain that they are to fall therein, and they will not find from it a way elsewhere.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا.
And we have certainly diversified in this Quran for the people from every kind of example. But man has ever been, most of anything, prone to dispute.
وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا قلوبهم إلا أن تأتيهم سنة الأولين أو يأتيهم العذاب قبلا.
And nothing has prevented the people from believing when guidance came to them, and from asking forgiveness of their Lord, except that there must befall them the accustomed precedent of the former peoples, or that the punishment should come directly before them.
وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ وَيُجَادِلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِالْبَاطِلِ لِيُدْحِضُوا بِهِ الْحَقَّ وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِي وَمَا أُنذِرُوا هُزُوًا.
And we send not the messengers except as bringers of good tidings and warners. And those who disbelieve dispute by using falsehood to attempt to invalidate thereby the truth, and have taken my verses and that of which they are warned in ridicule.
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا وَإِنْ تَدْعُهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى فَلَنْ يَهْتَدُوا إِذًا أَبَدًا.
And who is more unjust than one who is reminded of the verses of his Lord but turns away from them and forgets what his hands have put forth? Indeed, we have placed over their hearts coverings lest they understand it, and in their ears deafness. And if you invite them to guidance, they will never be guided then, ever.
لو يؤاخذهم بما كسبوا لعجل لهم العذاب بل لهم موعد لن يجدوا من دونه موئلا.
And your Lord is the forgiving, full of mercy. If he were to impose blame upon them for what they earned, he would have hastened for them the punishment. Rather, for them is an appointment from which they will never find an escape.
وَتِلْكَ الْقُرَىٰ أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ لَمَّا ظَلَمُوا وَجَعَلْنَا لِمَهْلِكِهِمْ مَوْعِدًا.
And those cities, we destroyed them when they wronged, and we made for their destruction an appointed time.
وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِفَتَاهُ لَا أَبْرَحُ حَتَّى أَبْلُغَ مَجْمَعَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ أَوْ أَمْضِيَ حُقُبًا.
And mentioned when Moses said to his servant, I will not cease traveling until I reach the junction of the two seas or continue for a long period.
فَلَمَّا بَلَغَا مَجْمَعَ بَيْنِهِمَا نَسِيَا حُوتَهُمَا فَاتَّخَذَ سَبِيلَهُ فِي الْبَحْرِ سَرَبًا.
But when they reached the junction between them, they forgot their fish, and it took its course into the sea, slipping away.
فَلَمَّا جَاوَزَا قَالَ لِفَتَاهُ آتِنَا غَدَاءَنَا لَقَدْ لَقِينَا مِنْ سَفَرِنَا هَذَا نَصَبًا.
So when they had passed beyond it, Moses said to his boy, Bring us our morning meal. We have certainly suffered in this, our journey, much fatigue.
قال أرأيت إذ أوينا إلى الصخرة فإني نسيت الحوت وما أنسانيه إلا الشيطان أن أذكره واتخذ سبيله في البحر عجبا.
He said, Did you see when we retired to the rock? Indeed, I forgot there the fish, and none made me forget it except Satan, that I should mention it. and it took its course into the sea amazingly.
قال ذلك ما كنا نبغي فارتدا على آثارهما قصصا.
Moses said, that is what we were seeking. So they returned, following their footprints.
فوجدا عبدا من عبادنا آتيناه رحمة من عندنا وعلمناه من لدنا علما.
And they found a servant from among our servants to whom we had given mercy from us and had taught him from us a certain knowledge.
قال له موسى هل أتبعك على أن تعلمني مما علمت رشدا.
Moses said to him, may I follow you on the condition that you teach me from what you have been taught of sound judgment?
قال إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا.
He said, indeed, with me you will never be able to have patience.
وكيف تصبر على ما لم تحط به خبرا.
And how can you have patience for what you do not encompass in knowledge?
قال ستجدني إن شاء الله صابرا ولا أعصي لك أمرا.
Moses said, you will find me, if Allah wills, patient, and I will not disobey you in any order. He said, then if you follow me, do not ask me about anything until I make to you about it mention.
فانطلقا حتى إذا ركبا في السفينة خرقها قال أخرقتها لتغرق أهلها لقد جئت شيئا إمرا.
So they set out, until when they had embarked on the ship, Al-Khidr tore it open. Moses said, have you torn it open to drown its people? You have certainly done a grave thing.
قال ألم أقل إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا.
Al-Khidr said, did I not say that with me you would never be able to have patience?
قال لا تؤاخذني بما نسيت ولا ترهقني من أمري عسرا.
Moses said, do not blame me for what I forgot, and do not cover me in my matter with difficulty.
فانطلقا حتى إذا لقيا غلاما فقتله قال أقتلت نفسا زكية بغير نفس. قال أقتلت نفسا زكية بغير نفس لقد جئت شيئا نكرا.
So they set out, until when they met a boy, Al-Khidr killed him. Moses said, have you killed a pure soul for other than having killed a soul? You have certainly done a deplorable thing.
قال ألم أقل لك إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا.
Al-Khidr said, did I not tell you that with me you would never be able to have patience?
قال إن سألتك عن شيء بعدها فلا تصاحبني قد بلغت من لدني عذرا.
Moses said, if I should ask you about anything after this, then do not keep me as a companion. You have obtained from me an excuse.
فانطلقا حتى إذا أتيا أهل قرية استطعما أهلها فأبوا فأبوا أن يضيفوهما فوجدا فيها جدارا يريد أن ينقض فأقامه قال لو شئت لاتخذت عليه أجرا.
So they set out, until when they came to the people of a town, they asked its people for food, but they refused to offer them hospitality. And they found therein a wall about to collapse, so Al-Khadr restored it. Moses said, if you wished, you could have taken for it a payment.
قال هذا فراق بيني وبينك سأنبئك بتأويل ما لم تستطع عليه صبرا.
Al-Khadr said, this is parting between me and you. I will inform you of the interpretation of that about which you could not have patience.
أما السفينة فكانت لمساكين يعملون في البحر فأردت أن أعيبها وكان وراءهم ملك يأخذ كل سفينة غصبا.
As for the ship, it belonged to poor people working at sea, so I intended to cause defect in it, as there was after them a king who seized every good ship by force.
وَأَمَّا الْغُلَامُ فَكَانَ أَبَوَاهُ مُؤْمِنَيْنِ فَخَشِينَا أَن يُرْهِقَهُمَا طُغْيَانًا وَكُفْرًا.
And as for the boy, his parents were believers, and we feared that he would overburden them by transgression and disbelief.
فَأَرَدْنَا يبدلهما ربهما خيرا منه زكاة وأقرب رحما.
So we intended that their Lord should substitute for them one better than him in purity and nearer to mercy.
وأما الجدار فكان لغلامين يتيمين في المدينة وكان تحته كنز لهما وكان أبوهما صالحا فأراد ربك أن يبلغا أشدهما ويستخرجا كنزهما رحمة من ربك وما فعلته عن أمري ذلك تأويل ما لم تسطع عليه صبرا.
And as for the wall, it belonged to two orphan boys in the city, and there was beneath it a treasure for them, and their father had been righteous. So your Lord intended that they reach maturity and extract their treasure as a mercy from your Lord. And I did it not of my own accord. That is the interpretation of that about which you could not have patience.
ويسألونك عن ذي القرنين قل سأتلو عليكم منه ذكرا.
And they ask you, O Muhammad, about ذي القرنين. Say, I will recite to you about him a report.
إنا مكنا له في الأرض وآتيناه من كل شيء سببا.
Indeed, we established him upon the earth, and we gave him to everything a way.
فأتبع سببا.
So he followed a way.
حتى إذا بلغ مغرب الشمس وجدها تغرب في عين حمئة ووجد عندها قوما قلنا يا ذا القرنين إما أن تعذب وإما أن تتخذ فيهم حسنا.
Until when he reached the setting of the sun, he found it as if setting in a spring of dark mud, and he found near it a people. Allah said, O Dhilqarnain, either you punish them or else adopt among them a way of goodness.
قال أما من ظلم فسوف نعذبه ثم يرد إلى ربه فيعذبه عذابا نكرا.
He said, as for one who wrongs, we will punish him. Then he will be returned to his Lord, and he will punish him with a terrible punishment.
وَأَمَّا مَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلَهُ جَزَاءً الْحُسْنَى وَسَنَقُولُ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِنَا يُسْرًا.
But as for one who believes and does righteousness, he will have a reward of paradise, and we will speak to him from our command with ease.
ثُمَّ أَتْبَعَ سَبَبًا.
Then he followed away. Until when he came to the rising of the sun, he found it rising on a people for whom we had not made against it any shield.
كذلك وقد أحطنا بما لديه خبرا.
Thus, and we had encompassed all that he had in knowledge.
ثم أتبع سببا.
Then he followed away.
حتى إذا بلغ بين السدين وجد من دونهما قوما لا يكادون يفقهون قولا.
Until, when he reached a pass between two mountains, he found beside them a people who could hardly understand his speech.
قَالُوا يَا ذَا الْقَرْنَيْنِ إِنَّ يَأْجُوجَ وَمَأْجُوجَ مُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَهَلْ نَجْعَلُ لَكَ خَرْجًا عَلَىٰ أَن تَجْعَلَ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَهُمْ سَدًّا.
They said, O Dhul Qarnayn, indeed, Gog and Magog are great corruptors in the land. So may we assign for you an expenditure, that you might make between us and them a barrier?
قال ما مكنني فيه ربي خير فأعينوني بقوة أجعل بينكم وبينهم ردما.
He said, that in which my Lord has established me is better than what you offer. But assist me with strength. I will make between you and them a dam.
آتوني زبر الحديد. حتى إذا ساوى بين الصدفين قال انفخوا حتى إذا جعله نارا قال آتوني أفرغ عليه قطرا.
Bring me sheets of iron. Until, when he had leveled them between the two mountain walls, he said, blow with bellows. Until when he had made it like fire, he said, bring me that I may pour over it molten copper. So Gog and Magog were unable to pass over it, nor were they able to effect in it any penetration.
قال هذا رحمة من ربي فإذا جاء وعد ربي جعله دكاء وكان وعد ربي حقا.
Dhul Qarnayn said, this is a mercy from my Lord, but when the promise of my Lord comes, he will make it level, and ever is the promise of my Lord true.
وتركنا بعضهم يومئذ يموج في بعض ونفخ في الصور فجمعناهم جمعا.
And we will leave them that day surging over each other, and then the horn will be blown, and we will assemble them in one assembly.
وعرضنا جهنم يومئذ للكافرين عرضا.
And we will present hell that day to the disbelievers on display.
الذين كانت أعينهم في غطاء عن ذكري وكانوا لا يستطيعون سمعا.
Those whose eyes had been within a cover from my remembrance, and they were not able to hear.
أفحسب الذين كفروا أن يتخذوا عبادي من دوني أولياء إنا أعتدنا جهنم للكافرين نزلا.
Then do those who disbelieve think that they can take my servants instead of me as allies? Indeed, we have prepared hell for the disbelievers as a lodging.
قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا.
Say, O Muhammad, shall we believers inform you of the greatest losers as to their deeds?
الذين ضل سعيهم في الحياة الدنيا وهم يحسبون أنهم يحسنون صنعا.
They are those whose effort is lost in worldly life, while they think that they are doing well in work.
أولئك الذين كفروا بآيات ربهم ولقائه فحبطت أعمالهم فلا نقيم لهم يوم القيامة وزنا.
Those are the ones who disbelieve in the verses of their Lord and in their meeting Him. So their deeds have become worthless, and we will not assign to them on the day of resurrection any importance.
ذلك جزاؤهم جهنم بما كفروا واتخذوا آياتي ورسلي هزوا.
That is their recompense, hell, for what they denied, and because they took my signs and my messengers in ridicule.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا.
Indeed, those who have believed and done righteous deeds, they will have the gardens of paradise as a lodging.
خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا لَا يَبْغُونَ عَنْهَا حِوَلًا.
Wherein they abide eternally. They will not desire from it any transfer.
قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَنْ تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَنْ تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا.
Say, if the sea were ink for writing the words of my Lord, the sea would be exhausted before the words of my Lord were exhausted, even if we brought the like of it as a supplement.
قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيَّ أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا.
Say, I am only a man like you, to whom has been revealed that your God is one God. So whoever would hope for the meeting with his Lord, let him do righteous work and not associate in the worship of his Lord anyone.
Sadaq Allahu Azim, surely Almighty God spoke the truth. Praise be to Almighty God, Allah. I greet you once more with the greetings of peace, of As-Salaamu Alaikum. Peace be unto you, wa Juma Mubarak, and may we have a blessed Juma, inshallah. I ask you to stay tuned for the next upcoming broadcast. the CWSC Friday Roundtable, hosted by Martha Naila Abdullah, the Executive Director of the Community-Wide Shura Conference. Let me share with you an important public service announcement as we transition to the CWSC Friday Roundtable. Assalamu alaikum.
Mark your calendars for December 19th through the 22nd, 2024. The 20th annual A Time to Be Grateful conference is coming to Miami, Florida at the Hilton Miami downtown. This year's theme is Power of the Pen, fostering understanding, truth, and unity. We all have something to be grateful for. A kind word, a helping hand, the warmth of those we love from your brother or sister. The Muslim Journal's A Time to Be Grateful is an annual fundraiser designed to raise awareness about the Muslim Journal publication, increase subscriptions, advertising, distribution through events that promote gratitude, human excellence, cultural expression, and spiritual development. Muslim Journal, a great publication, has served this community for over 60 years. Join us for an exciting weekend filled with Salatul Juma, several empowerment informational workshops, which includes a specialized economic business workshop, the Time to Be Grateful Awards dinner, entertaining cultural night, Caribbean fashion show and luncheon, vendor marketplace, and ending with business influencers as speakers at the business presentation breakfast. Gratitude is more than just a feeling. It's a way of life. Take time and experience the goodness of networking with people who are spiritually grounded in goodness at a Time to Be Grateful conference. Get your tickets today and get all event details. Visit the website at masjidalansar.org or call 862-250-5451. This year, let's make time for gratitude for the past, the present, and the future we're building together. A Time to Be Grateful. Let's cherish it together.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. I'm testing my computer, everyone, because been compromised. So press 1 if you can hear me clearly. Alhamdulillah. Praise to God. Thank you so very much. Again, I will again seeking refuge of mankind with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, openly acknowledging Allah is one God. There are no partners with Allah and Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, is a servant and messenger of Allah. Greetings of peace to everyone. Jumu'ah. Mubarak, as I say, the blessings of Jumu'ah, the coming together, and we will share today from CWSC Friday Roundtable as we are here together. And I always want to acknowledge you, dear listeners, and those who are with us today, and those who will be listening later by other means, by way of your electronic devices. We ask you to always go to cwsc.us. Again, the CWSC.us to get some of the highlights of what CWSC is about, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, when it was established, who, by whom, and what its mission and vision is. And overall, we say remake the world, and in parentheses, into a better place, and that is asking Almighty God's guidance, a protection of our mental health, our mental selves, our protection of our spiritual selves, protection of our physical selves. So once again, greetings of peace. Again, for me, that's Jumu'ah Mubarak of Jumu'ah, the blessings of Jumu'ah. As we have convened here this morning, I ask everyone to join me in asking Allah to the lives of those who are being affected by any challenges, whether those challenges are by self going through problems, whatever those problems may be, and haven't figured those problems out yet, haven't found the answers, and for those who are being injured by others, we know that, you know, we find out that babies and and by the hands of their mothers are sometimes abused, and children are misused, and husband and wives are abused and misused. And then the infliction of pain upon leaders, leaders of countries, leaders of whatever positions that they maintain. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless the relief to come so they will not feel that pain. Whatever the injury is, may they find relief. And for those who have transitioned, and the family of those who have transitioned, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless, forgive those who have transitioned, and for the families to find the ease in their hearts and their memory of their loved ones. But praise be to Almighty God. I mean, and so it is. For anyone who's online as well, if you have something on your mind to that you want prayer or the remembrance of your loved one, you want to share that information with us, to ask prayers, thoughts be with your loved ones, please press 1. We want to give you, we want to take about 5 minutes to do that. We want to observe that because we don't know everyone, but we know that someone is being inflicted by pain or discomfort or challenges through their challenges, whatever the case may be. And even if it's with obtaining work or being discriminated against for any reason, whatever the case may be, this is a CWSC Friday Roundtable. And the roundtable is definitely what it is, where we convene. And we're going to be sharing this morning, this is on the report, on CWSC's report this month. This month being the month of the month of Jamara al-Awwal. And that has a lot of emphasis on our character. But we understand that our character is developed by our thinking, and our thinking is developed by what we take in, what we read, what we research, what we study, what we learn. And much of it is embedded from yesterday, the yesterday that we are connected to say that we are who we are right now. So CWSC's approach to the human family, to make it true, be true, to remake the world, in order for that to be true, then CWSC has to have avenues or be a conduit to connect with information and connect with people who have information that will allow the transformation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is over to occur. And that's with everything, every part of our life, whatever we're thinking right now, however we've gotten to be where we are right now, it is because of what we've been built, what is our foundation. And it has lent itself to what we call our name. I'm Martha. Well, who is Martha? So let's get to sharing with you concrete information. And I'm going to always keep the door open for you, to invite you to participate, because this is the place where we're convening, but we will be discussing and sharing with the intent to advance from where we are right now. All right, that's the intent. So when we give our reports of what CWSC has been doing, the people of CWSC, the volunteers of CWSC, what are we doing? All right. First, we're going to share with you from the Quran. I wanted to go to Surah 39, 23, But let me first, and this is from Yusuf Ali. I want to first address this. All right. Yusuf Ali, everyone who's listening, the Quran is when I say it is the revelation from Almighty God to Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him. And this revelation is what became the conduct of Prophet Muhammad. So what we read, we're reading about the conduct of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him. What guided the conduct? Let me clear it up that way. What guided the conduct of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him? And what is to guide the conduct of those who read the Quran? Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows, highly glorified is the one God, allows our mind to conceive when we're reading Quran, then therefore we are then guided by what we read. So let's go to everyone, if you want to connect with me on this, Surah 39, and it is Az-Zumar, Az-Zumar. Surah Az-Zumar, Zayn, Mim, Ra, Zayn. Zaymim Ra. Okay, the letters. And this is to keep all of us connected, because many of us are studying Arabia. Many of us are researching the words, learning the process to that. So we want to include everyone, all right? So we'll share in the Arabia, inshallah. May Allah bless us and you forgive me. May Allah forgive me and you too, everyone. Your patience, I appreciate it as we read, inshallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Tanzilul kitabi minallahil azizil hakim. Taking refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. The revelation of this book is from Allah, the exalted in power, full of wisdom, or and the wise. Inna kal kitab bil haq. فَاعْبُدِ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينَ. Verily, it is we who have revealed the book to you in truth. So serve Allah, offering Allah sincere devotion. أَلَّا لِلَّهِ الدِّينُ الْخَالِصُ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَا إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَى إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَحْكُمُ بَيْنَهُمْ فِيمَا هُمْ فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي مَنْ هُوَ كَاذِبٌ كَفَّارٌ. Is it not to Allah that sincere devotion is due? But those who take for protectors other than Allah, in parenthesis say, close parenthesis, we only serve them in order that they may bring us nearer to Allah. End of quote. Truly, Allah will judge between them in that wherein they differ. But Allah guides not such as are false and ungrateful. لو أراد الله أن يتخذ ولدا لا أصطفى مما يخلق ما يشاء سبحانه هو الله واحد قهار. Had Allah wished to take to himself a son, he, Allah, could have chosen whom he, Allah, pleased out of those whom he, Allah, does create. But glory be to Allah. Allah is above such things. That's in parentheses. Allah, he is Allah, the one, the irresistible. Last but not least here for right now. خَلَقَ وَالْأَرْضَ بِالْحَقِّ يُكَوِّرُ اللَّيْلَ عَلَى النَّهَارِ وَيُكَوِّرُ النَّهَارَ عَلَى اللَّيْلِ وَسَخَّرَ الشَّمْسَ والقمر كل يجري لأجل مسمى ألا هو العزيز الغفار. Allah created the heavens and the earth in true and in parenthesis proportions, close parenthesis. Allah makes the night overlap the day and the day overlap the night. Allah has subjected the sun, S-U-N, and the moon to Allah's law, to his law, in parenthesis, to his law, close parenthesis. Each one follows a course for a time appointed. Is not he, Allah, the exalted in power? Allah who forgives again and again. Sadiq Allahu Azim, surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is Allah. Words are true, and forgive the reader any errors. May we be guided to the best way, to excellence, that of excellence, seeking excellence. I will just inject here that Ayat 6, the next verse, begins to speak about the human family. But we'll save that for tonight, inshallah. I pray I'm still being heard, okay? I want to double check because, you know, sometimes coming through the computer, our voices can get a little distorted. Now, where are we in what I just shared? I'm going to share, and I connected Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, when we speak of hadith, the best report or understanding of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, is in Quran. And I'm going to leave it right there for this morning, everyone. Surely there are reports from others that will give a report on Prophet Muhammad and his conduct, prayers and peace be upon him, his relationships with the family, with the human family, with his immediate family, the trials he experienced, the injustices that he experienced as a physical human being, the expression that he revealed to others about himself, his expression, answer to situations, and how he emotionally, how he related to the Creator after accepting the revelation, of having received the revelation. And this is to all of humanity as we share here on American Muslim 360 broadcast. The purpose of this sharing that was established by co-founders, Imam Thomas Abdul Salam, may Allah be pleased with him, grant him high station in paradise. We always want to appreciate what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, and this truly is a blessing, and his wife, Dr. Kareem, Aisha Kareem. The purpose is to have an avenue whereby we can connect by way of the truth for our own discipline and our own allegiance that God is one. And for those who are in doubt, have an avenue to hear and to find a way of connecting with that truth. Praise be to Almighty God. So now I'm going to go directly to Imam Worth D. Muhammad's rendering of Juma. All right. I'm reading from the commentary on selected verses of the Holy Quran. And this is on page 221. Okay. Two things I'm going to do. Because this is on our development, our human selves, everyone, in order to remake the world, inshallah. It is our mental self. So, and at any time, press 1 for any clarification, all right? Juma prayer represents the time of the rising of the intellect or the cultural life. Supper is the time when the light of knowledge is not to be seen. Everyone, we understand supper time. Okay, the decline of the sun. That, and I'm reading now, that is why the Juma prayer is at that time, because it represents, in the middle of the day, that it represents that time representing the rising of the intellect or the rising of the cultural life. Where the light is highest and it is spreading the farthest. This is also the meal, M-E-A-L. What is the meal in this world? Supper. What time of day is that? When the light is gone. You make your own connections. I do not have to say anything behind that. In other words, I'm reading, Imam is really saying, make our own connections, all right? Going back to reading. This world has a last supper. The last supper at a time when the light is not to be seen. And I bear witness that they sure did not show us any light in America. With an exclamation point. After Zuhur, that is the time of the middle of the day, the prayer time. After Zuhur, noon, the lunch, then, in parentheses, later, close parentheses, comes the Isha, and speaking of the prayer. And we say Isha prayer. And the same word is for dinner, supper. The word itself, Isha. These times in our life are connected with religious life. And the time for eating, being connected with religious life, tells us that somebody is thinking of connecting physical sustenance with spiritual sustenance, and whoever had the power to put spiritual language on our physical language must have been in a better position of authority in the world than the physical people. If the physical people were in a position of authority, why didn't they put their physicalized language on all these things? Can't you see that the non-spiritual people haven't done anything? The religious people run everything. But there are two parties of the religious people. One party cheats the people out of the knowledge God revealed, and the other party spreads that knowledge. So praise be to Almighty God. And the reference to the sustenance, Imam, the surah is Surah 35, I believe that's Fatir, and Ayat 3. So praise be to Almighty God. Where are we going now with our development, with our transformation? I can use that term now, transforming. We're always being developed by new knowledge, new information, but we're going to take a pause right here and ask you to join me in hearing these next few public service announcements. Let's see here. Okay. Okay.
Assalamu alaikum. On behalf of the directors of the CWSC Strategic Family Planning Institute, we would like to invite you to this year's A Time to Be Grateful in Miami, Florida. We have a special treat in store for you this year in Miami, and we will be hosting a 40 and over social to provide those who are looking for a mate the opportunity to meet and greet in person on Saturday, December 21st from 3 to 5 p.m. on the terrace of the Hilton Hotel, downtown Miami. You will hear from the directors, Khalida Akbar Abdulaziz and Munir Habil Uma, on how they are working to promote, encourage, and facilitate healthy marriage initiatives. We will have personal introductions for everyone in attendance, leaving enough time to socialize with one another after. Now, before we meet in person, we are going to make sure that you have enough time to truly get to know one another well before. And we will be having bi-weekly Zoom meetings beginning Friday, November 1st at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time until we meet in Miami on December 21st. For more information, tune into AM360. It's all about courtship and marriage on Tuesdays from 7 to 9 p.m. or email us at halaqa360@yahoo.com. Again, that's halaqa360@yahoo.com to get the Zoom link. We look forward to seeing you in Miami. Assalamu alaikum.
Mark your calendars for December 19th through the 22nd, 2024. The 20th annual A Time to Be Grateful Conference is coming to Miami, Florida at the Hilton Miami Downtown. This year's theme is Power of the Pen, fostering understanding, truth, and unity. We all have something to be grateful for. A kind word, a helping hand, the warmth of those we love from your brother or sister. The Muslim Journal's A Time to Be Grateful is an annual fundraiser designed to raise awareness about the Muslim Journal publication, increase subscriptions, advertising, distribution through events that promote gratitude, human excellence, cultural expression, and spiritual development. Muslim Journal, a great publication, has served this community for over 60 years. Join us for an exciting weekend filled with Salatul Jummah, several empowerment informational workshops, which includes a specialized economic business workshop, the Time to Be Grateful Awards dinner, entertaining cultural night, Caribbean fashion show and luncheon, vendor marketplace, and ending with business influencers as speakers at the business presentation breakfast. Gratitude is more than just a feeling. It's a way of life. Take time and experience the goodness of networking with people who are spiritually grounded in goodness at a Time to Be Grateful conference. Get your tickets today and get all event details. Visit the website at masjidalansar.org or call 862-250-5451. This year, let's make time for gratitude for the past, the present, and the future we're building together. A Time to Be Grateful. Let's cherish it together.
Alhamdulillah, we go to our board, 727-408. Assalamu alaikum wa jumma mubarak.
Wa jumma mubarak. Assalamu alaikum to everybody. Praise be to Allah. Now I want to ask you concerning what you do on Fridays and Saturday nights. But I'm going to give something, then I want you to see if I got this correctly.
Speak a little louder. Maybe it's just my computer, but...
Okay, Imam Muhammad, he directs us in the book called Education and Sacred Matter. He thought that's some direction that he left for us. And he says the last stage for achieving in society is a political order. And he said Muhammad would take it from a human foundation to a political order. And once he got to the political order, he understood how to raise his people up from just human nature and spirit to political ascension. And as we realize and know full well that we have to get there. Now, here we go. The political ascension is above spiritual ascension. Okay. Now, we are right now, Nala is doing bringing us to the ascension, the levels that Prophet Muhammad went through. And all through these levels, those who, that the knowledge that was going on through those levels, it, that knowledge was satisfying. It was satisfactory. And then we got to the knowledge, the last level, the level of seven level, okay? But I think that was Abraham. The prophet, this is Imam Muhammad, okay? He said that he showed, you see, Allah showed the kingdom of the Jews to Muhammad. And he told him, this is what you have to do. But he said, I want you to do it for all the people. And then what did Prophet Muhammad did? He was given political vision then. And he came down and he went to Medina and he established it. So we have to come into establishment, but we're going to come through this process. Because Prophet Muhammad is the best example. Now Allah brought him through the process. And we Muslim, you see, Allah is God and Muhammad is the last prophet and messenger, right? So we say, yeah, but that's it then. We with that. Now let me tell you, let me show something. You know, this is the month, December. We know what goes on in December. It's Christmas. So this is in the month of November now. All the commercials coming out and all the Christmas hype and stuff is going on and everything going on. We was born under this system. We were born in that system. Okay? So, but now we're establishing our Hijra calendar, but the Hijra calendar is a certain way we supposed to be presenting ourselves, a certain thing we supposed to be, way we supposed to be acting. And I'm going to give an example now. We'll do it like this. In the month of Shaban, we know that month before Ramadan, that the prophet passed more in that month than he passed any other month than the month of Ramadan. So it's Shaban there. We got Ramadan there. And you know, we act a certain way. We be a certain way. And then the month of Shawwal, what I think will come after that. Then you do a certain things of fasting during that month too. But you be in a certain way though. And this is how a community, this is how we should grow and develop our community. And we should all be in on that, and it should be just, we should be going through it, learning it, living it, and we'll have progress. And so I have to say, like Imam Muhammad said, you'll be successful, but only if you accept it and you do it. And I hope if that's not plain, I want somebody to come and talk with Nile and see whether or not that's plain enough and see why it's not plain enough, because I want to see what the problem is. Remember, in this society, most of us are victims of being raised up in a society of secular knowledge. And that knowledge there is man knowledge, and it's being controlled under man's guidance. But our knowledge come from Allah. Be under Allah's control. And so in two different ways you're going. And you might be thinking you're going the way of Allah, but you're really going the way of the secular world. And we want to make sure we come out of that. And so the door is open for us to do that. Imam Muhammad says Quran is Sunnah and a mutual consultation. This is a community-wide Shura conference. This is a mutual consultation and it's going on. And so I invite everybody to come in and then join the movement. This is the movement. And just imagine how to be as rather grandchildren, and as we begin to do this Hijra thing and act according to these months. imagine what we'll have just in 2 years' time. So praise be to Allah. I want you to give me something on that now, but I'm finished there. I just needed to share that. So praise be to Allah. And we love Allah, and we love His messenger. We love His man, Walter D. Muhammad. So there you go. Assalamu alaikum.
Ameen. Alaikum assalam. No, thank you for sitting at the table, coming to the table. I mute your mic, and alhamdulillah. Very well. And we go to 706-627. Assalamu alaikum. Juma Mubarak.
Wa alaikum assalam. Juma Mubarak. Yes, it's a sad day for the world because the people who have been raised up by Allah to bring everybody into clear reality, and He has done that by this experience we have had in this last year of this election, because He has parted the seas, He has called us out of the Gomorrah, He has made it clear how we are falling. The shaitan, knowingly or unknowingly, we have been seduced, like Malcolm used to say, bamboozled, hoodwinked. Ain't nothing changed. We're still going through the same experience because we have not yet submitted to go establish what Allah has prepared for those who believe. Regardless of what their color is.
Let me hold on. One moment, Muhammad. Let me prayerfully connect with you. You must be on the wrong channel. And I say that lovingly because what everyone else, I have to ask this question. The deduction that you get from what we're presenting here on AM360 right now and have been that in our most clear thinking, what we're presenting contrary to the belief in Allah, the following of Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and our acknowledgement of one another, appreciating one another. Anyone else, please, I'm leaving your mic open, Muhammad, just a moment, because your beginning was as something I think, you know, I want to highlight in my mind. I want to keep my mind in a positive way. Anyone press one to just let me know that we're hearing the same thing, because we're here to, we have to help one another along in this process, and the healthiest way is to has blessed us to have, and that is to make connections in the best way, and that we are putting ourselves out here to say, yes, Allah, we hear, we read, and we obey, we hear and we obey. So your present comments just did not bring that forward to me. Anyone else press one on your phone if you're understanding what I'm sharing, or would just go back to Muhammad and ask, you know, please, if you're on this particular presentation, I don't know what other presentation you've heard or coming from, but if you don't mind, think of AM360 and what we just read from Quran and what we just shared about from Imam Worthy Muhammad and where we're tending to go. CWSC's presence and connection with the human family. Alhamdulillah. Back to you, Muhammad. Okay, while you're thinking, let's go to 401-323. Assalamu alaikum. Please, Juma Mubarak, please share.
Assalamu alaikum, Juma Mubarak. This is Sister Angela Marie from North Providence, Rhode Island. You know what? Whatever Allah does with us, alhamdulillah. He does not make any mistakes about time or where we are in the present time. It's time for us to get busy all over the world, all humanity, and work together for justification and unity. And Allah is working it out. If you're on His side, He's going to take care of us and be for us. But we have to put in the work. We have to put in the work. Allah is with us. We are victorious. If we're with Allah, we're already victorious. Just hang in there. Stay in there. Like Surah Al-Amin says, hang in there. Don't give up on life. Keep on pushing. We have to keep doing the work. Don't worry about what someone else is doing and what someone else isn't doing. Do your part. do your part, and we can all bring together and make it work, because it's working. Allah is moving those who he wants to move, and he's going to move others, and we're going to get this thing together by the will of Allah. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. Thank you. That's Angela Marie Canson from Providence, Rhode Island. All right, so now we go to, we want to share, well, Muhammad must be on mute. I'm going to share about the growth in the 21st century in the Muslim community. The Muslim community is throughout the United States and beyond. Time that Muslim were here, physically living here in the United States, and we're referring to United States because that's where we are right now. It says, and I'm reading from the mosque, list of mosques in the United States. It says over 2,000 mosques. It started at, by the year 2000, there were 1,209 identifiable mosques in the United States, which rose to a number of 2,106 mosques in the year 2010. An increase of 74%. Also, the number of mosques in America has grown now to 2,769 mosques in 2020. Now, what do the mosques represent? Prayerfully, I'm not reading, that it represents that people have a consciousness that they want to develop a life, and so they have these meeting places, if you will, to not only practice the ritual, to learn the ritual of the faith that coincides with the faith, to say I'm of the Islamic faith or of al-Islam, and at the same then go out into their community, wherever they're living, and practice that life, conducting the rituals, which primarily prayer. Because internally, we're saying there's no God but the one God. And that says that we are turning away from the image of having anything in our mind of another God. Or we're not dedicating ourselves to worship our homes, our cars, our clothes, our family even, our work, our prestige. Whatever that is, it is a means of connecting here in this life. We don't neglect ourselves, but we don't worship those things. And how do we get tested to see whether we are worshiping it? MashaAllah, you know, sometimes things get stolen. Sometimes because of things that we can't control, the weather. Things, our homes get demolished. Our cars get demolished. The lives of our family members, we get to see that they're no longer here. What are we worshiping? La ilaha illallah. We're saying that there's nothing that we worship besides Allah. Where do we put our hands on Allah? How do we see Allah? Then that's what we're professing here on American Muslim 360. That's the foundation of CWSC, Community-Wide Shura Conference. We just wanted to be very clear about that if we haven't been clear before. And whomever we're connecting with, we're connecting with where we what we agree upon. So, alhamdulillah, continuing, seeing the increase in this 21st century. I'm reading now, a 2011 study, let me check the board first, please. Okay, Muhammad, you're back now.
Yeah,
you must be on mute, where are you?
It act like you couldn't hear me. I was still had my mic open. But anyway, what I'm saying,
yes,
no one might understand what those who say La ilaha illallah is going to, but we have an idea because we are in some kind of degree of submitting to Allah to where he keeps his mercy upon us, his help is always near, and we're not lost other than what we have willfully chose to follow that carries away from our mission or our destiny or whatever you want to use. Now, we're supposed to be, with this mercy Allah has given us in the last 45 years, marching and understanding Tawhid, because that's what Imam brought on board with Allah bless. That's his whole job, was to bring the people who Allah has given them as helpers to establish and invite the whole of humanity to oneness, that there's no God, one creator, one this, one that, one that. We have to pay attention to what is making us deviate. We pray every day, but we don't believe that we're deviating. We don't believe that we are giving Allah all the time, our whole heart that is in its natural inclination, is yielding to submitting and doing what Allah has asked us to do, to show Satan that he's not better than us and that we're not better than anything else. We are one universal order of creation. And we have been put into a wonderful situation, those of us who have taken the Shahada, because Allah said, you are my workers. I'm going to just guarantee you that you will not only be successful in this world, like Imam Muhammad said. He said, some of you have been living a certain degree of jannah since you've been here, because that was in keep on motivating you. You know that Allah exists. You know there's a better way. You know the food is better. The way you love yourself and you love your fellow human being, that this is definitely the right way. But we still are ignoring. Satan has the permission to seduce us, deceive us, misguide us, just by whispering to us.
Okay.
So we sometimes, if we can be said this one, if we can just use what Allah has given us, and we have 360, a wonderful opportunity. This is a unique, blessed opportunity for the Muslims to teach Al-Islam, to let any other human being who listens to this program know that there is a creator and that we should not let Shaitan or anybody under his influence who willfully want to be in that situation come into our ranks. You know, because we're a refuge for those who are running from that hell that they're going through individually, like we were before Allah sent his mercy to us. That's all. Sometimes it's going to always be somebody telling the truth, like Bilal just said right here. Bilal, I mean, to hear each other, all of us take turns crying and asking Allah to forgive us, you know, and give us strength to overcome what is still making us suffer when we're supposed to have peace. When we're supposed to have a moment of rest sometime when our children are protected, our homes are protected. That's all I'm saying. So there's going to always be somebody on the job who seems like he wants to go a little bit too fast, or she wants to go a little bit too fast. We're already behind. We're already behind. But we're going to make a decision and get on time and get back to what we're doing. If we follow the example of Imam Muhammad said in closing, he said, my leader is Prophet Muhammad. I done my job. I done freed you from every scheme of the shaitan in our reality here in the United States of America. Now you can listen to what Prophet Muhammad said.
Yes,
and not
sir.
Be translations and the things and the hypocrites among his people have perpetrated at his day.
I mean, alhamdulillah. Thank you. Thank you so very much, Muhammad. All right. And coinciding with that request, this is why we are projecting ourselves to transform and to eat. Find first that we're in a calendar, what a calendar represents. We're not. We're here. Well, let's just project what we are about and how the process to assisting us in our thinking that Imam Warthy Muhammad Rahimullahulay and his conduct and his thinking connecting with the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, and expressing that in his life and sharing that out with others. And it is evident when we see the calendar, we have an understanding of how we conduct our lives every day through our own thinking, things we choose to read about, study, how we're engaged in our families. That's our personal development. And the connections that come out of that, surely we expect it to be that of positive situations, where we're engaged and we're not creating a world of discomfort for ourselves, though tests will occur. Now, the calendar reference that I wanted to make is just to that we are informed about, as well as everything else that we're being informed about, that we understand that if we were to ask the question, well, why don't I ask that question? Press 1 on your phone if you can tell me what month we're in on the Gregorian calendar. Press 1 on your phone. If everyone knows what month we're in on the Gregorian calendar. Okay, 727-408. Just what month we're in on the Gregorian calendar. Thank you.
November.
All right. Alhamdulillah. Thank you so very, very much. All right. And everyone understanding, what does November mean? It is the number 9. And Novri in this history of the number November. Now, there's a history that goes along with that. And right away, because we have been made aware of the Gregorian calendar, likely, rightly so, because we're living in the operation of reminders. And all of us remind, we establish ourselves a calendar. We do our to-do list. I'm just making the connection here, inshallah. We do it. We make a to-do list generally, or we say internally to ourselves, on such and such date, I need to go to an appointment here or there, or time. And we just read how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Surah Zumar, that how Allah coordinates the time of the movement of the sun and the moon and the night. Allah is operating that, has that in operation. So what we gather from that is that there's a time for us to function in. And we're speaking now from the initiatives, the family, faith and family, that we are to operate. So when we develop a calendar, this is November, so on November such and such date, I'm going to do this or that. And the presentation or the design of the calendar on the Gregorian reference was for a purpose. And a lot of it had to deal with seasons and agriculture, the when to plant. And many of us remember the almanac. So all of this helped shape the movement of the human family in certain locations, different parts of the countries, different countries, parts of the globe developed a calendar, a to-do list, if you will, to generate a connectivity, a common connection between the people residing in a particular area. For the Gregorian calendar, it was to correct the emphasis of the Julian calendar. And there were calendars before it, the Roman Romulus calendar. The Romulus calendar was based most upon the lunar cycle. But because they found the 11 days differentiation that brought about a problem from how the leaders at the time, Rome, wanted to be engaged in the agricultural process. But the overall reason, as it was stated, that it was on a religious connection. So the dates for the what they worshipped and saw as in their development at that time, the reference to worshiping Almighty God, the God they saw God. We know the Romans had gods that they referenced, that they identified, and they were not hesitant on sharing that with the people in connection with living in the time that they were. So now, the Roman gods then, they had to have a way of preserving the information about these gods, giving reference, giving acknowledgement to these gods. And so it began with March, the god of war. And but coming on through, then they counted the months up to 10, but then wanted to get the calendar to be 12, and eventually January and February, referencing it as referencing a god, acknowledging a god, Janus, and February, a god. But nonetheless, here I want to place is that a calendar was designed and it became a common use for by the people that were being led who designed the calendar. The connection and on their work and how they were engaged. So now, during the life of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, significant time periods occurred. And those significant time periods became highlighted after the prophet's transition. Some may just say death, but after his transition, the companion, Omar, radiallahu anhu, may Allah, you know, may Allah be pleased with him, developed, then having the sense to develop a calendar of significant dates that would reference the prophet's life and connection and development of a community. And so they connected with the Hijra, the movement, the migration from Mecca to Medina. And all that occurred on has been referenced and dated and to inform those who are coming after. So to understand, to have a connection with a calendar, plus tell those who connect with Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, or those who are influenced by Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, began to study this calendar. So the Hijra calendar, which likely so, Hijra, migration. What was the migration for? Why? And it began to allow us to develop a communication a system whereby now we see the commonality, the Hijri calendar and Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, and how we want to remember. So now we're forming our self-mental alliance with that calendar and seeing the connection where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Mihraj, the surah in Quran that refers to the prophet's ascension, how that experience occurred and what occurred during that experience, the prophet experiencing meeting other prophetic person, if you will, and what that meant to our development. So as we study Prophet Muhammad's life, then truly we need to know what was the importance of that ascension or that migration in his sleep. But the realness that occurred has its emphasis on our life and in our lives. So this is why we're connecting the Hijra calendar and the ascension together, paralleling it, and the first month that is 12 months on the Hijri calendar, and that those months existed before Omar radiallahu anhu referenced it to connect with the ascension. So that and the other important dates and things that occurred on the important dates during and after the migration to Medina. And we will, inshallah, Imam Karim Hamid has diligently on AM360 shared the Medina Charter that was designed to incorporate community life and the best way to approach developing the community life. So I'm going to look at the board here and we're going to take a pause for the cause. We're here together at the community. Oh, we'll go back to 706. And inshallah, we will take our pause, Brother Muhammad, please.
Yes, ma'am. that some of what you just described, like November in the English language and the way they intend to show it, is a great deception of truth. Because during this month, we know that the two things that it's noted for is the gathering of humanity to have a feast, a peace treaty, or whatever you want to call it, that they call Thanksgiving, and thank God for that moment. Also, that no, it's clear what it means. There's no clear light yet, you know, and we are still vulnerable to the seduction or the seduction or the whispers, you know, of those under the influence of Shaitan. Now, also, Allah tells in Tawheed, the study of Tawheed in Bang, that don't let anything, don't let his signs become something that you worship or think that it has some kind of special blessing in it and you make it a part of your worship, like the people who used to worship the sun. We know we are either a solar orbit of educated to us to make us think and appreciate the power of the sun in a way that what we forget about and depend upon our natural ability to take nature and make furnaces, air conditioners. We have our own source, and that source is Allah, his book, and his prophets and messengers. And since we're in the final day, that's why Allah tells you don't need nothing but the guidance in this Quran to stay on your tawheed. You don't need nothing or no other man. Then he'll get in that position to where you need him as your example of what it is to be like Prophet Muhammad, the number one example of how to worship Allah to the best of your human potential. So again, it's how well we got to realize that we are always under the bombardment of the Shaitan to make us deviate. And until we willfully get out of his influence, like Allah tells us. Let us come a band of people. Y'all get out from underneath of this. You know, remember, you prayed to be free from all of this confusion, and I grant you that freedom. And then some of you who have really sincerity, I made you my servant to continue the modelization of what is clear.
Okay, so we're going to stop you right there, Muhammad. We're going to stop you right there because you're coincidental. Definitely, where we are right now. We're presenting so that we can move out of in thinking. We don't have time, but we migrate from habit, understanding or knowing or having a choice, you know, to think, oh, why am I following this calendar? And the beauty is that we recognize Ramadan and to further our approach or our connection with Ramadan, is this the ninth month. So there's a deliverance after we go through the fast, and we're fasting for what purpose? Fasting to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to show our servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then that takes us on into, well, let's develop, can make a connection with that which we say we're part of, and that will be an influence to all of humanity. And so alhamdulillah, praise be to Almighty God. So we're making this spiritual mental transformation that will help edify in our life what we want to be connected with and reminded of. So we're in the month of Jamada al-Awwal, and we're going to take this pause here, everyone. Thank you. Muhammad, you can press 1 to go out of the queue, and then I'll know when you come back. After we share this public service announcement.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sabrita Hadi, Director of the MCNRD Model Community National Resource Directory, reminding volunteers of our upcoming MCNRD Social Connect Conference every last Sunday of the month, 1 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to your participation, so please check your email for conference call information. Thank you so kindly. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Are you or anyone you may know big into sports? Having a unique ability to deliver opinionated yet knowledgeable sports takes? Or maybe you're a travel aficionado in love with and passionate about all things travel. From cuisine to hotel tips, modes of travel, one with the air, the land, and the sea. Even the best way to save a buck or two. Or do you have an interest in fashion? A keen eye for the movers and shakers within the realm of Islamic fashion? Perhaps a history buff? Maybe you're an expert in law, all things related to the Ummah and entertainment. Or a student proficient in the arts? An environmentalist? You are a renowned activist or a writer with love for teaching and the deliverance of ideas via the pen, the keyboard, or if you're old school, the typewriter. If you share any of these unique talents or know someone who does and are interested in hosting your own radio show, then you've found the right place. Log on to www.cwsc.us for more information. We hope to hear from you soon, and inshallah, the world will begin to benefit from your unique talents and points of view. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon you.
And peace be on you as well, Hassan Sharif. Praise be to Almighty God for his volunteerism days of here on American Muslim 360. And I want to take this time to acknowledge 7 days of the week. Praise be to Almighty God. We're blessed to be here. And for those days, we have not been here, but from Sunday through Saturday, or Monday, the days begin for you with the intent to share, and because our hearts are connected to remake the world. Now, to remake the world into a better place, that means checking ourselves. So I, Martha Nyla, have to check me and see myself, monitor my thinking. And so I want to read that which is best. First, the Quran. Ask Allah for guidance. Read it again and read it again and really study the words and not what I think it means, but and how is it connecting with, okay, Allah, you want me to do this? Okay, well, and then we look around, what's in our internal world? Who's around us? And what influence are they making on us, and vice versa. So praise be to Almighty God for our connection. At least we know we have that. And we know we have communication, and we collaborate, because not all of us think the same, but we're still going forward with our thinking. So alhamdulillah, I'm going to go to 77408, I want you to know that I'm going to be going reading about something from Imam Worthy Muhammad in connection with where we are in Jamada El Awal and where we are looking to go forward, inshallah. 77408. Assalamu alaikum again.
Wa alaikum assalam. Also, they say in this second on the day, they say the month will be marked Islamic events and important dates. But I want to shine some light on what is going on with community-wide Shura Conference and what is, Nala and the people who come on, what they're doing. I'm trying to bring the whole thing by using Imam Walter D. Muhammad and letting them show us what is going on. So here we go. This is a connection. Consider training or teaching methods for teachers. I would say the best way, the methodology, is the one that, now look, that form while you are studying, the form that you have to raise up. Okay? I repeat, the best methodology or best form is while you studying the form that you have to raise up, that you have to educate. See, we're being educated. And the best way to do that is to study that, to educate the children, the adults that you have to teach. And look what Imam Muhammad said, just have something that is universal. Respect universals and do not get out of what is universal for the curriculum. And what is more universal than Al-Islam? I'm trying to make it just real, real plain that we can just see this. Because let me tell you, we see this, I'm going to tell you, it's going to be, look, it's going to be a new day in the world. This is how we come up. This is how we come up. This is how we change the world. We want to say, words make people, this side of the world getting changed. Get with it. Bring everybody with it that you can, and let's go ahead on and do this. This new inside of the community, inside of the association. What is being done is big, real big. I mean, we changing the Easter, the New Year's, the all that stuff, and we coming into the universal message, the mind that Prophet Muhammad had. The purity of his soul and his spirit and his intellect. Come on, let's get to this now. And look, in the book, Education of Sacred Matter, Second Edition, the commentary of Imam W.D. Muhammad, edited by Rana B. Shaheed, Brother Delaysu Monsavi, he has the book. And, you know, I pray Allah, we, you know, contact, get it, and we get that book, and we go on and study together. As we, and Nala do what she's doing, and we doing, it's going to be a whole different new conversation on AM 360 in a minute. I'm telling you now. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Almighty God. Not to crunch too much, but definitely want to imagine a highway and all of the directing signs are letting us know where we can go and we can exit, and none of the exits will depreciate what we get, the value of what we get. Well, that's AM 360, like a highway from Sunday through Saturday. And they say Sunday through Saturday. As I've gotten acclimated to saying Sunday through Saturday. Is there something that will bring air into my mind? I don't know. Harun, is the level of the ascension. It is the level where errors are acknowledged, recognized. We assess ourselves, and we find that's for each of us to do for ourselves. Alhamdulillah, praise be to Almighty God. And that can happen often. But this is a part of the Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, life. Harun, meeting with the expression of Harun and what that means to the conduct of the human being. So in Jamara al-Awwal, there was a dry period. The people became very nomadic, intentionally leaving their homes to seek where there was more palatable a region until rain, you know, that came to help the area become more livable again. The same thing is referenced in our life when we experience a dry situation, meaning, you know, as we will express now, say, oh, where is the morality? Where is the cleanliness? Where is the, and we point fingers at those who are homeless, those who are mentally ill, those who are sick, and we perhaps, without meaning to, I don't think we want to push people aside and be gone with you kind of attitude. But we find that that's, it's resonating in many people's minds because we hear the words coming out. Why are these people here? And why is it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a reason for everything? And so we want to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everyone, even if those in the others cause a little difficulty in our lives, because it gives us a chance to really look at the benefits and thank Allah. Don't overlook the small things that Allah has blessed in our life. So I share that. Let me go to Imam Warthi Muhammad Rahimullah on page 219 of the book Commentary on Selected Verses, the Holy Quran, and from Surah 35, Surah Fatir. The Imam, after the, and it's entitled The Originator, but I'm going to read under there is breakfast. You have to break from the ungodly world. And then there's the word egg, E-G-G, all right? You have to break from the ungodly world. How do we break? We form a new habit. Alhamdulillah. Collectively, we are doing that now, inshallah, we're issuing that. Okay, so it's Imam wrote, let us look at the word breakfast. To me, it looks like break fast. I would call it a quick break. Let us look at another word. It also means to abstain, to stay away from something. Break also means a separation. First meaning is followed by a break, followed by abstaining. So how can you connect that with religion? To stand in religion, you have to break from the ungodly world, and then after breaking from it, you have to resist it and keep away from its influences. So the earth shine means revealed knowledge is going to be exposed and people are going to see it. This is not foolishness. Both the Bible and Quran say that the earth will one day shine with the glory of its Lord. The church will shine. The congregation will shine. The land will shine. Everything is going to shine. Now, what does that mean? It means that man, mind, has stolen the revealed knowledge and put it secretly everywhere. And there is coming a day when it is going to be exposed and people are going to see it in everything. That is, in all of their languages and in all of their activities, they're going to see the imprint of the Word of God as a living proof that this world had nothing before it got God. Before it got God, yes. Before it got in touch with revelation. I can explain to you the dining table and connect the living thing, the things you have with religion. And if I can connect you, your dress, D-R-E-S-S, and if I can connect your dress with it, go to your sports and connect that with it. If I can go to your sciences, connect that with what we call divine revelation, then that is the established proof that first there was God and revelation. So praise be to Allah. We go back to 706-627. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum as-salam. So here's the beauty of that, what Imam has, again, by Allah's permission, help us to look at what we're doing now. 360 has been blessed with one of the most wonderful tools to do what Imam Muhammad just said right there. And that is when you have the program halal industry. Because that is the only thing will give you the strength, the reality, the type of motivation, not to ever again let your life that Almighty God has given you, let Shaitan contaminate it with his ideas, with his suggestions, etc. The more that we start teaching ourselves again over and the world the meaning of halal and how we have to go back and reset and balance everything, like in all of the teachings that Imam was saying, along with permitting him to guide us back to only do what he permits, only eat what he permits. We learned that from Ramadan. Ain't that nice how Allah is so merciful? He said, this month, I want you to withdraw from everything that you possibly can because I'm going to address you. And I'm going to grant your every prayer. Just ask for what you really need. And as to get back on the straight way, to get back on having good family life, get back on inviting people to what their leadership told them by who I sent to them, Prophet Isa. He told them, there's the one who come after me. It's going to purify all of what you supposed to be doing and free you from the sin that Satan has walked y'all into all these thousands of years. Allah best know how many years. We just have to understand that we have to act every day by Allah's mission on establishing this halal reality, which halal means to those who might be listening don't know it, only what Allah permits. Only eat the type of food. Only eat the plants. Only eat the this. Only eat the type of animals. Only. He gives us the straight way out of what he gave Shaitan permission to use to come after our appetites. And we have big appetites. We have material appetites. We have hunger. We have sex. We have emotions. Our whole creation is full with the appetite to follow what Allah gives us. And Shaitan's job is to try to call us away from it like he did, try to do Adam by inviting him to, saying, I can give you more than what Allah has already given you in this garden. I can give you a better life. So what we have to do is ask Allah to strengthen us to take this wonderful tool that we have called 360 and have Shura, make it come alive to what it really is. It's community-wide Shura for those who want to hear. And the table's open like what you're doing today. This is the round table now. We're telling everybody on this earth, wherever you are, you can come now and we sit down and try to come to common terms if you believe there is a God. And see how we can take back the time that Shaitan has been stealing from us, and then using it to show what he will do with us if he have us, like we know we have today, and now we have another human being who said what he's going to do to all the human beings on this earth. And everybody keeps forgetting it. That human being even said when he first came on the scene, I am the smartest man on earth. That's what Donald Trump said. And look how he has attracted our Muslims. People who know that God
we have
is
two other callers.
Afraid of all systems of knowledge. God is of the truth. God is the smartest thing ever come aware of in our creation. But we have a human being standing
right there. We're
going to
leave it right there for your comment. Thank you. Thank you. Impressively sharing with us and a reminder. Thank you, Muhammad. Praise be to Allah. As we go to 972-467, Assalamu alaikum wa Juma Mubarak. Welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam. Just a real quick comment. When Brother Muhammad was talking about Ramadan and how we withdraw ourselves, It reminded me what our religion is for. It's when you talk to the Jewish people, they say they all received the message on Mount Sinai, not just one person. And as Muslims in Al-Fatiha, we speaking as a group. It says show us the straight way. It doesn't show me the straight way. It says show us. So that should be a reminder that when we do anything we do, we should have a group sense to it. And that should be our main concern, because if we look at it as an individual, when we have the way that focus is, but when we look at it as a group individual like you're talking, it keeps going. And even in Ramadan, we are allowed to withdraw as an individual, and some may compare it to being a monk, but it's not, because we're to withdraw like Prophet Muhammad withdrew, to come back and give back to the group. So that reminded me of that, and just that we should keep our focus for the group entity. And you know, of course, individuals will have it, but with that group mindset, we can continue to move forward. And I'll stop there. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you. Alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Almighty God. And we go back to, that was Ismail Fahmy from Dallas, Texas. And we go to New Orleans, Louisiana, 72748. Salam. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah. Wa alaikum assalam. I just want to kind of like make things clear. I'm just going to read this. I said it, but I want to read it. And this is Imam Muhammad. The world had an aim. And the aim was to secularize society. That was his aim in the material world, the business world, the commercial world, etc. His aim was to secularize this religious society. And we have been a victim. Like everybody else in the country, we have been secularized. And secularized means to take you from being under control of God to being under control of the world. That was his purpose. That was his aim. And they have succeeded in doing that for most Americans. So we, you know, check out yourself. Let's everybody just check out yourself and see whether or not we, you know, we on the Sirat al-Mustaqim, King, because the road to travel, it looks the same, but one is under man and his rule, and the other one is under God and his control. And that's what Shaitan did. That was the aim. And it did its job. So now we're going to do our job. We're going to bring it back, guys. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. And we go to 3344. It shifted on me, so forgive me, 810255. 334419. Assalamu alaikum and Juma Mubarak to you. Please share.
Alaikum assalam and blessed Juma to you and the audience. Michael Hameen calling from Jacksonville, Florida. And what Bilal just shared brought to my mind something I read about the ancient leadership of South America and Mexican, and the projection of the leadership knowledge of a particular leader. And it was said in such a way as though this leader lived for hundreds of years. But I'm seeing now that the legacy of insight and perception that the leader left lives on long after him. And I see this in what Imam Muhammad left us in terms of a institutional memory that will go on and on for hundreds of years for those who dedicate themselves to the utility of what he left. I see this. And he talked about the well, and from the traditions of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, the well where we would meet Prophet Muhammad. But he explained it so precisely that it's a process of our children, our grandchildren, and their children and their children moving forward towards that well, Kautar, the well of abundance. And we would there meet Prophet Muhammad. So I'm seeing that in terms of us And we can look at Imam Muhammad as a model. Imam Muhammad's life as the leader of the community of his father, and then taking on others who were not following the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Imam Muhammad's model of striving to be the excellent follower of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, and the legacy continues. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Praise be to Allah. Continuation of our connecting. We showing we are connected. Praise be to Allah. I only have a smile on my face, and I don't want to get emotional, overly emotional here, but it's by the mercy and grace of Almighty God that we are here together, and we are able to hear what we hear and act upon or continue to act upon what we have. And I always want to understand that simply because I don't see anyone else's world that is away from me, that I'm not to assume that it's not happening, that something isn't happening beneficial. But the only way we will get to know that, though, is to get to know one another. So I want to transition here. Well, before I go there, let me give the definition on secularized, as Bilal was reading. Emphasize this month, Jamada. Remember, the absence of rain that they recognized at a particular time, the season, they call it Jamada al-Awwal, that it's pertinent to our life as well. So whatever is absent in our life, our moral code, our code of conduct, then we're to, you know, just get a little more tight, strengthened. And the word of Almighty God, forgive ourselves. You definitely have to forgive ourselves, all right? Please, I'm saying to myself, please forgive ourselves for any side wing things we've gotten connected with in the secularization process. And secular, as it defines here, it says, and now I'm reading from information that was submitted in January 2024, Washington Examiner, political news and conservative analysis about Congress, the president, and the federal government, January 9th, 2024. Both began as missions established by Spanish colonizers that were later secularized and grew into towns after Mexico won its independence. Andrew Cunningham, that's in September 26, 2023, excuse me. Okay. The pre-revolutionary Sisters of Mercy were strongly associated with religious virtue, but became increasingly secularized and professionalized during World War I. After the Bolshevik Revolution in 1917, these nurses were reinvented as Soviet medical workers. That was November 1, 2022. Let me go to the, because it said examples there is an active effort. That was from the Washington Examiner, excuse me. There is an active effort to drive religion out of the public square to secularize America. That was from the Washington Examiner, political news and conservative analysis about Congress and the president and the federal government, January 9th. That was their perception on secularization. As Bilal mentioned, it is to come, and here it says, to convert to or imbue, I-M-B-U-E, with secularism, to transfer from ecclesiastical, I guess you can say religious, to civil or lay use, possession or control, to make secular. All right. So what do we do? We conform to habits that speak to and identify with the best practices, the best conduct that will edify our belief on in our mind and what we want to bring forth. And so in our very homes, we know how we have structured a judicial system, a legislative system, an executive system in our homes. And how does that look? There's a time from the Quran, there's a time, there's things that parents will do, should do, and there are things that the children should do. And there are times for that. And it is imparted informational-wise from Revelation, and then we execute what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. And we connect with others, and we find, you know, where we have those mutual concerns and what have you. So here we're convening. Let me check the board again, and because I want to go to share. Okay, 706, you're back, I believe. 706-627.
Yes, sir.
Muhammad.
Now here's the important. We're already working on what Shaitan has seen that he planned, but Allah is the best of plans. This pushing away and trying to establish this secular reality has given the people of faith the opportunity to call to each other, sit down and come to common and be a independent party in opposition of all of this stuff we see going on in America and around the world. And we got to have faith that they already experienced, especially when it comes to us personally. We have a human being come from amongst us who wind up calling the whole world through the prayer during his lifetime and has brought us back to the final revelation so that we can re-educate everyone into the awareness that there ain't but one God. The Quran is the final guidance that the human family will use, and we could do it in the example of the life of Prophet Muhammad. We just had Imam Muhammad. History will show.
Okay, Muhammad, I apologize because you're correct, but I apologize because you are connecting with what we are sharing, but I want to give some I want to present some pathways, if you will. All right. So thank you for reminding us to stay connected to what we're doing, inshallah. And that is having that we're not taking lightly this transformation, this transformative process, inshallah. And whatever is, may Allah bless us with the best. Use what we can use. But to make that transition, alhamdulillah, I don't want to distract myself either, and I want to stay connected with what we're sharing and why. The community, now, everyone, you still can press 1 on your phone if you have any comments you want to make towards your connection with CWSC, Community-Wide Shura Conference, and as it is an intelligentsia and the areas of education, economics, governance, and sociocultural. All right? It is an intelligentsia that utilizes a think tank process. And that think tank process, the directors for it are, who volunteered to be the directors, are Imam Wali Ayub Bilal of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and Imam Abdul Karim of Dallas, Texas. So from that, the effort of this being a think tank process, the directors who have volunteered in the of the 13 components of CWSC live in different states. But what we want to address, some of the goals of CWSC. One moment here. All right. And anytime, any questions on this? First of all, having initiatives and the objectives that come out from that. And the initiatives that we have through our communing has become faith, family, fasting, function, freedom. 50-year strategic planning initiatives doesn't mean it takes 50 years to do so. We're in that process of 50 years. Everything continues to develop. There's also time for analysis, for us to check, assess, examine what we've implemented. And what we've implemented so far is having a communication process, and the communication process is based from our overall goals, and this is to introduce volunteers who are individuals and or representatives of organizations, inform, that means we become informed about the process, register and get to know more of other volunteering persons, initiate, that means to initiate our connections. And initiate means be the first to do it. Be the first to, you imagine two people having a handshake, who extends the hand first? That's the initiator. All right, mutual connections for human concerns. Human concerns. All right, that's broad. But anyway, mutual connections for human concerns. Investigate ways and means to meet the needs of people in need. Incorporate valuable documents for historical world. So one of the goals is to increase awareness of CWSC Incorporated operations internally and externally. And the objective of that is to build strong human relations. So what is a strategy? Hold gatherings for the process called getting to know you. And that's where CWSC, holding gatherings, not just CWSC on the AM360 or on the conference call line, but helping those in whatever area we are. I have to say we, helping us in the areas where we are. And of course, you know, I'm going to say TBAMA, Tampa Bay Area Muslim Association, hold gatherings for the process called getting to know you. And in the getting to know you, then we have objectives. So that, and it goes back up to build strong human relations. So here at TBAMA, we connect with interfaith dialogue, interfaith groups, and that interfaith body has activities. And the purpose, we are able to influence the thinking around the table and appreciate the thoughts of others. And we incorporate the certain avenues whereby we can include the general community. And we get the general community to see that we're connected. Muslim, Christian, Jew, Baha'i, Church of Scientology, all of the, even those who say agnostic, they understand themselves, whatever has driven them to think of themselves as being agnostic or atheist, what have you. The more positive work that we're doing, certain persons who can't connect with the thinking, they will dwindle away. They will just leave and not return because it is not their focus. So hold gatherings for the process called getting to know you. Use the CWSC MCNRD to set up phone banks, to call registrants, inviting them to a Zoom or hybrid gathering to share their thinking on what does being human mean to them. Get permission to record or document the team that established. So I'm sharing this now to let you know how you can help with CWSC's work towards establishing these gatherings, all right? Get the response that's from the phone bank. Inform them to expect a quarterly connection, communication, and collaboration invite. Document the information of who was spoken to, what were the answers, when to return a call or an invite, where to connect with them, and that's Zoom or hybrid, and why they can or cannot participate in the mission of CWSC Intelligentsia. Study the vision of CWSC to remake the world into a better place, and the mission of CWSC, and that's where we highlight the group intellect, all right? Then there we can perform interviews on self, family, and community. Create avenues for generational commitment to connect, communicate, collaborate, and be consistent. That is to pass on leadership skills to an identifiable group of innovative thinkers of the next generation of leaders. By example within the areas of governance, education, economic, and sociocultural development. Do a calendar of coordinates of mutual persons and organizations, time element to meet and accomplish the goals, information, documentation of conversations pertinent to CWSC vision, remake the world into a better place. Document the process from beginning to end. Improve CWSC Inc. relations with other organizations. To do that, develop a list of organizations to contribute and contact for interviews. Share memorandum of understanding. And that tells us then, are we mutually connected? All right. 3B, that was 3A. 3B, meet weekly for at least 30 minutes to identify and introduce who have partnered with CWSC affected by the partner organization and CWSC. 3C, go over the mission of each partner organization. And this allows, now I'm stepping away from the reading, this allows us to appreciate, respect, and extend trust to those we're partnering with. It's not a one-sided process. So the mission of each partner organization together, CWSC team and each partner organization. 3D, set up a calendar of events and times to do a follow-up on each event and set the overall goal of each organization. So when we collaborate, and I'm speaking now clearly, when we collaborate on any event, then we have a time where we evaluate ourselves and did we meet the overall objective of each organization? Did we accomplish it? So we're not, you know, there's no room, inshallah. Number 8, a research team to coordinate CWSC's national travel logistics for city. How to do that? Do a meet and greet of individuals listed in CWSC MCNRD registry to compile a group of volunteers who will collect data, mapping of the United States and the calendar year operations for CWSC and its relative organizations. 4B, outline the interstate entrances and exits and businesses there. 4C, outline the inner cities and avenues of connecting for food growth and distribution. 4D, outline the city's goals for their citizenry and the services to reach all of the population in their city. Number 5, design a useful electronic reporting form for CWSC Intelligentsia. A, work with CWSC webmaster to upload an electronic reporting form, and under that, report on the following: name of city and state, number of population, truck stop entrances on the interstates, businesses near interstate entrances and exits, and for that, we want to identify whether it's retail, hospitality, service, industrial, etc., the times of operation. CWSC, meet quarterly with the CWSC Executive Committee Right now, the executive committee is Imam Omar Shakir, Dr. Aisha Kareem, and myself, Martha Nyla Williams, Abdullah, to go over the reports so that we can update the information being shared with the institutions we're connecting with, assessing the various missions. Six, to improve CWSC overall financial system, for effective use of the 7, remain true to the group intellect. And we'll start there. Everyone, if you have any questions as we're stay connected, and we do meet, our directors meet once a month to and we have 334-419. Thank you, Michael. Assalamu alaikum. I'm not hearing you.
Alaikum assalam. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Now that's what I'm talking about.
Alhamdulillah.
Now, the thought comes to me that this needs to be presented to the large gathering in Miami and any other place.
Yes,
and
sir.
With Miami's A Time to Be Grateful, I think that's an excellent focus. The Time to Be Grateful, we have to get the organizers to establish a time where the resourceful people can come together and identify the areas of their interest in this community life development, Muslim community life development. And that's the four areas of institutional life, education. And the imam should identify the one or two areas, use their resourcefulness in terms of leading us into that establishment of these concerns. Again, education, economics. I'm surprised, and it's probably because it's so essential. I'm surprised that we haven't had enough attention given to what Imam Muhammad called zakat, zakat being the economic system for the Muslims. That is so essential. And I've seen some of the elements, and the first one is to understand the economic system of this world. And it does not have interest in purity. It has more of an interest in the bottom line, the money interest. So our economic system, by virtue of the name zakat, has to focus on the purification of our material interests. Now, the elements in terms of who is worthy of this zakat, let's not look at it in that sense, in terms of the exactness of that language, but let's step back from it and understand that there's an orderly approach to economics, just in structure, just as anything else, just as our body has systems and structure. So we take in the material into our bodies. The mouth breaks that material down for sustenance, for sustaining our life. It distributes that nourishment to where the nourishment needs to go. So on distribution. Consumption, distribution, and there's another one. The economic language of this world comes from the fitra approach in terms of how our body operates in one sense, and then how the world operates in terms of exchange. The sun shines down on all of us and gives us the light and the nourishment that's in the vitamins that are in the sunshine. So I'll stop with that, but we've got to, I was surprised
it's an approach that really requires educational rigor. It really requires a discipline to break this down for us, so that we can extend our focus beyond selling bean pies, unless we're going to sell them to places like 7-Eleven or Family Dollar. You know, extend that. And by the way, I talked with a brother. This was some years ago. He was engaged with a group that was selling bean pies to 7-Eleven in Baltimore. And this is my last comment. He said they began to make so much money. He said when the money started coming in, the niggas started coming out. And I'll stop with that.
I hear you. And I remember Imam Abdul Aziz, who is everyone for Jumu'ah today, is the khatib. Imam Abdul Aziz mentioned one time too that he realized in collaboration with a business collaboration with other persons, the influence of Shaitan stepped in because they were so busy they began to step away from prayer, reinstitute prayer into their business.
Yeah, the Shaitan is in the marketplace, and we need to guard ourselves and we need to gird ourselves against those influences, because these were not necessarily bad men involved in this process. But the thing was, we have been conditioned so long for lack that the jinn comes out of us whether it be material monies or knowledge. Something can happen to us and will happen with some of us, you know, in that regard, because it can be overwhelming to a people that have been in the lack mode for so long.
Allahu Akbar. Thank Allah for you. Alhamdulillah. Everyone, this is a round table. This is all about our faith, our family, the human family, and what matters most to us, to our immediate families, and how we are connecting with others, and how we are seeing that it is the Lord's blessings. We have city halls. We have management personnel that are managing the city services, distributing it to thereof, and expecting ways means for businesses to bring the services to us and bring products to us. I want to highlight on the current situation. We are involved because locally our bean consumers, the impact of the imports that come into the country, when we look at where materials are manufactured, and then we go ahead and we get the best use from it, you know, whether it's American manufactured or is manufactured somewhere else. And especially with importing, the cost to import or the cost to export, and how that building relations or strengthening our relations for the better sentiment of the human family. And we want to be able to judiciously sit at the table and discuss the process. And I know I'm going to indicate right now, Imam Delacy Umar Phillips, who has definitely been, I've come to know, definitely been a person connecting people and services, people and services and products. Imam, forgive me if I have it incorrect, but I know you're connecting people and products and services as well. But at the forefront of always thinking how to make it happen. And it being business for with a purpose. And so praise be to Allah. Every Saturday from 9:30 to 11, the team is present, which includes Imam Delacy as the executive of the presentation, preparing to make it in land of plenty, observing that this is a land of plenty. Thanking Allah for that. prepare ourselves while in this just different. You know, we're, I'll just say we're shared of that, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the benefactor, mercifully so. So that includes Professor Bonnie Muhammad and Michael Hameen, and the connections that, you know, that's being made that we don't see, the tireless work to making things happen, and the business that Imam Delaysi Umar has, and now with his wife, Munira Habil Umar, and her contribution, praise be to Allah, and being part of the CWSC Strategic Family Institute, bringing forth from their strengths to in the way of part of how to connect those words and all of that, and being excellent and partnering everyone. We thank Allah for you, and we look forward to Jumu'ah. We'll come at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and look forward to Imam Abdulaziz beginning around 1:15, and then we will hear the commentary of Imam Worthy Muhammad following that, Rahimahullah Olay, and then at 7 p.m., the think tank session, CWSC think tank of community developmental stages. And then we prepare for Saturday, 7 to 9 p.m. with education, Imam Dr. Hamid El Amin and the consortium and all the entities that's working diligently all the time. I'll be speaking with him, inshallah, later today. And what we read this morning, what we shared, you can go back and listen to it by going to America Muslim 360. And just click on the title of today's presentation, CWS. It will say recitation of Surah Al-Kahf and CWSC Friday Roundtable. All right. And always go to cwsc.us, and please, please click on that blue donate button. Thank you so very much for your continuous as we do receive that, and we pray to be financially astute with how we proceed. This year, we were not able to send out as much as we had been, and we'll discuss that. We're still in the process of strength, weaknesses, and opportunities and threats. So CWSC, next week, we will talk about our strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, all right? Inshallah, at the round table. I believe we may have one person, a guest, to come in. But again, look forward to CWSC acknowledging its strengths, its weaknesses, its opportunities, and threats. And each area in education, economic, governance, and sociocultural, look forward to this month, Jamada Alawal, on the level of the fifth level. Prepare for Jamada Al-Thani or Al-Adir, how we come out on the other end. If you've been studying Moses, then you know that Moses was about government. So the structure comes into view. We want to be practically sound with what that means. All right? All right. Thank you. We're going to go out with sharing our reminder of the time to be grateful. And we thank everyone for your ads that you got them in by November 1st. We had said October 30th. Team had extended to November 1st. So if your ad will appear in the souvenir booklet, Muslim Journal souvenir booklet of a time to be grateful, praise be to Allah, you're included. CWSC has a page in the souvenir booklet, alhamdulillah. And if you got yours in, praise be to Allah. And then the cultural night, all of the workers that supporting from CWSC, William Kareem, is coordinating the cultural night. Everyone, I mean, it is praise be to Allah. I'll just leave it there on that one. And then Khalida Akbar and Munira Habil Uma are going to be conducting 40 and over. And to next Friday will be a Zoom connection for those who are 40 and over and you want to meet and greet others who have a presence of thought of courtship and marriage, courtship, then you will be part of the Zoom. So you get to see, know, hear from others. And then you will be, if you're going to be there at the time to be grateful in person, alhamdulillah. If not, I think Munira also is making it available on Zoom so that you can participate by way of Zoom, inshallah. She'll let us know more about that. But their conductors are there at the time to be grateful. As well, Khalida has been busily working, coordinating the banquet Saturday night. She's been the one over that committee, and she's also been the one with the assistance of Edward Willis, who's of our partnership with Graceline. He's been assisting her with the business breakfast on Sunday morning. Then we have Latifa Hameen. She has been working dutifully on all the workshops, the time elements, the who, the what, and how. With to participate, and I chaired the ads, and so we're working on subscriptions. All right, so if you have a subscription for Muslim Journal, you can increase it. There are ways and means you can do so. Go to Muslim Journal, I think it's muslimjournal.net, and get more information. Or you go to a time to be grateful, Masjid Al-Ansar. Yes, masjidalansar.org, and more information is there. Or connect on Sunday morning, Sunday midday, 12 noon, with Imam Abdul Karim Muhammad, who is the president of the board for Muslim Journal, which is there in New Jersey, Masjid Al-Haq. He is the imam there. You can get more information. We will share this later this afternoon, inshallah, on the numbers, phone numbers and all. All right? But Allah, thank Allah for all those who have been participating and look forward to more participation, inshallah, financially, physically, mentally, the group intellect. Alhamdulillah. Okay, so we're going to go to reminding of time to be grateful and then our song, We've Got to Be Thankful. Oh, I didn't, excuse me. And two, Muslim Culture Con with Jada Ahmed and her husband Zaid and the rest of the 5-member board of directors for Muslim Culture Con. They had a very successful connection in Dallas, Texas when they held the benefit on October 27th, 25th through the 27th. And they're coordinating events there too in Miami. Muslim Culture Con. Praise be to Allah. All right? And they're going to be connecting with the 18 to 39. So if you're 18 to 39, you want to be connected with Muslim Culture Con. If you're 40 and over, you want to connect with CWSC Strategic Family Institute, the directors being Munira Habil Uma and Khalida Akbar, and the strengths that they bring from their areas of expertise. Alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum. On behalf of the directors of the CWSC Strategic Family Planning Institute, we would like to invite you to this year's A Time to Be Grateful in Miami, Florida. We have a special treat in store for you this year in Miami, and we will be hosting a 40 and over social to provide those who are looking for a mate the opportunity to meet and greet in person on Saturday, December 21st from 3 to 5 p.m. on the terrace of the Hilton Hotel, downtown Miami. You will hear from the directors, Khalida Akbar Abdul Aziz and Munira Habil Uma, on how they are working to promote, encourage, and facilitate healthy marriage initiatives. We will have personal introductions for everyone in attendance, leaving enough time to socialize with one another after. Now, before we meet in person, we are going to make sure that you have enough time to truly get to know one another well before. And we will be having bi-weekly Zoom meetings beginning Friday, November 1st at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time until we meet in Miami on December 21st. For more information, tune into AM 360. It's all about courtship and marriage on Tuesdays from 7 to 9 p.m. or email us at halaqa360@yahoo.com. Again, that's halaqa360@yahoo.com to get the Zoom link. We look forward to seeing you in Miami. Assalamu alaikum.
Mark your calendars for December 19th through the 22nd, 2024. The 20th annual The Time to Be Grateful Conference is coming to Miami, Florida at the Hilton Miami downtown. This year's theme is Power of the Pen, fostering understanding, truth, and unity. We all have something to be grateful for. A kind word, a helping hand, the warmth of those we love from your brother or sister. The Muslim Journal's The Time to Be Grateful is an annual fundraiser designed to raise awareness about the Muslim Journal publication, increase subscriptions, advertising, distribution through events that promote gratitude, human excellence, cultural expression, and spiritual development. Muslim Journal, a great publication, has served this community for over 60 years. Join us for an exciting weekend filled with Salatul Jummah, several empowerment informational workshops, which includes a specialized economic business workshop, the Time to Be Grateful Awards dinner, entertaining cultural night, Caribbean fashion show and luncheon, vendor marketplace, and ending with business influencers as speakers at the business presentation breakfast. Gratitude is more than just a feeling. It's a way of life. Take time and experience the goodness of networking with people who are spiritually grounded in goodness at a Time to Be Grateful conference. Get your tickets today and get all event details. Visit the website at masjidalansar.org or call 862-250-5451. This year, let's make time for gratitude for the past, the present, and the future we're building together. A time to be grateful. Let's cherish it together.
All right, we go to 914434. Assalamu alaikum, Mohammed. Are you on mute? We'll give you a moment. Mohammed Sharif. Now you're looking for that mute button, huh? Unmute yourself. Let's see. Your hand is up, Muhammad. Or let's see. Did he go to maybe check in with another line on his phone? Muhammad Sharif, your line is open. Your mic is open. All right, everyone. Two other things, just in case you aren't able to join us tonight. Mosque Cares is having every Wednesday night. They have their meeting on Zoom for preparing for Savior's Day, and conveners, the Islamic Learning Development Training Program has this connection every first Wednesday of the month for the 2025 commemoration of Imam Legacy. Life, legacy, and leadership. I'm going to Michael Hani. Assalamu alaikum, Michael.
Alaikum assalam. Something that comes to my mind with the SWOT analysis, looking at our strengths, our weaknesses, our opportunities and threats. I'm listening more, and I've been doing it over the years, listening more to the callers when they call in, and not just on this platform, but other platforms that I've been a part of. I don't know whether or not we are aware when we listen to one another, how we have so much in us, and then when we get an opportunity to connect with one another, whether it be on the telephone, you know, call-ins or whatever, you know, we just want to. It's like a stream of consciousness comes out of us, and we touch so many things. And it can be a weakness when we get misdirected away from the focus of building community life and where we fit in that process. It's about us establishing an environment for ourselves and our children and grandchildren, you know, that is suitable for true human beings. And the prophet identified the Muslim as to represent that idea of a true human being, prayers and peace be upon him. So that's something that, you know, I've observed. And there has to be a willingness to see also, I'm reading this book called Mindsets, and there's a fixed mindset where, you know, it's this attitude about ourselves, well, this is me, you know, I'm not changing. You're going to have to change. You know, I don't want to grow. I don't want to go into the Quran and see myself so that it will aid me, it will help me to be a better human being, to deal with some of these things that are threatening my human life internally, and to deal with some of these things that are weaknesses that I cannot be a better servant of Allah's will and plan unless I'm aware of these things that are in my way and working on getting rid of them. And I'll stop with that. Thank you.
Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. Thank you for sharing that and getting it documented. How about that? On AM360, yes?
Alhamdulillah. I love it.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, appreciating all the things Allah has afforded us. Praise be to Allah. Thank you again. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum as-salam and a blessed Jummah to you and everyone.
Likewise. All right, everyone. Yes, we'll let that be the that was wonderful. Yes, praise be to Allah. Yeah, thank you.
Early in the morning, sealing in prayer, seven fresh brewed coffee as I stumble down the stairs, tiptoe by the bedroom where my children sleep. 25 years later, I still pray my Lord their souls to keep. Grab my keys, grab my hat and I head on out the door. Crank up my old pickup truck, get off the work I go. But I gotta be alright,
gotta be alright,
the best that I can. Try and make a difference, cause that's just who I am. I've gotta be strong,
gotta be strong,
and let a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful,
gotta be thankful,
gotta be grateful for my life and all the things he's given me that make my life my life. For the warm rays of sunshine, stars that light the night, friends I've left forever, and my children and my wife. Now there's a little boy who lives down the street who wants to grow to be a man, but life is rough and the streets are tough and he tries to understand. He said, "Mister, can you help me? Can you lend a helping hand? Tell me why the life's so rough. Can you help me understand?" Well, I think about the days gone by and the things my daddy said. and the wisdom that he shared with me still lingers in my head. He said, you gotta be alright.
You gotta be alright.
You gotta do the best that you can. Try and make a difference. And any way you can, you gotta be strong.
Gotta be strong.
And lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful.
Gotta be thankful.
You gotta be grateful for your life and all the things he's given you that makes your life your life. For the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, and friends that last forever, and your children and your wife. Go back to colors, and I sing the day's last prayer, asking for his blessing for people everywhere, and our sons and daughters who fight in foreign lands, trying to make a difference for themselves. But they gotta be alright.
Gotta be alright.
They gotta do the best that they can. Try to make a difference. Any way they can, they've gotta be strong.
Gotta be strong.
And lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But they gotta be thankful. They gotta be grateful for their lives and all the things he's given them that make their life for the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, the friends that last forever and their children and their wives. Yeah, they gotta be thankful.
Have a blessed day, everyone. Join us back here at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Inshallah, share your Juma with Imam Abdulaziz.